Yirim Beis, not 6 lines down. Gufa, we said before, Amar Rabbi Elazar lo hichshiru boi ela eirech kusi bovat. So Rabbi Elazar said it's only 1 8 is acceptable. Which is more a question, what are the explanations why it works, even 2 8 should work, and that's why the more retracted that. The Gemara says, well, what's the chiddush? My kamashu alon tanino called getchi yeshel of 8 kusi posel, except for getin oshim and shikri avodim. So the Mishnah says we're discussing 1 8, and we're saying 1 8 is not acceptable by regular shtoros, and it's acceptable by get and by shikri, but it's all discussion of 1 8. So what's Rav Elazar's chiddush? So our answer is even masnisin have a mina filu trei nami. I would have thought that when it's kosher even 2. So why does the Mishnah discuss 1? To tell you, but that by shtoros even 1 is no good. Mishum nami afilu chad nami loy. So I need to tell you by shtar that 1 is not acceptable. But what is acceptable by get or by shikr, maybe even 2 is acceptable. Kamash Malon, that Rav Elazar said that no, even though by shtar 1 is not acceptable, and by get 1 is acceptable, but not 2. For the Merkasha Vitrei Loi, 2 is not acceptable. Voktani, Maisa Vivulifne Rabbi Gamliel, the Kamar Isnoi, a get Isha. So there was a story that they brought to Rabbi Gamliel, who was in Kvaris Noi, get Isha, while you ate of Ede Kusim Behichshir. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel was Machshir when he was sitting in Kvaris Noi, a get which had 2 8 kusim. So Rabbaya Tani Edoi. So the correct use of the Mishnah would be Edoi 1. Rava Mernod, Elam Trey. It's talking about 2. And the truth is Rabbi Gamliel Miflig Polig. And that's exactly why the Mishnah is bringing it. The Mishnah brings it. Tanakama says only 1. Rabbi Gamliel says even 2. The problem is we go straight to a story. Someone says, Rabbi Gamliel is machshir b'shnayim. My sinam is sheviu. The famous Rabbi Gamliel, the kvar yisnoi get isha. While you ate of edichutzim v'hichshir. So that's exactly why we're bringing that story. Is all part of the Rabbi Gamliel shita that too was kosher. Zot Rashi. So it said 1 8 is possible by Hishtaris, and that's what's kosher by get. So what's Rabbi Elazar's chiddush? Somewhere says Havamina. I would have said that the Tanakhama holds 2 was kosher by cherim by get. So why to discuss 1? So they had to discuss 1 to tell me that 8 kusi, even 1 8 kusi is possible by shtaris. But it doesn't mean that if I get only 1 is kosher. I would have thought, mistakenly so, that by get ish, even 2 is kosher. That's why Rabbi Elazar told us that that's not pshat. Now, Rabbi Gamliel says 2. There were 2 kusim. So, if Ramil is not arguing, so we have a Tanakhama saying that only 1 is kosher, and we have Ramil come along and saying even 2, that's a stira. So, no, it's not a stira, Ramil is arguing. Okay. So the Mishnah. So we're continuing our discussion of the scenarios of the unique qualities of get and shichrur versus other shtaris. So kol shtaris are other barkos shalav dekechavim. Shtaris which have been produced by the non-Jewish courts. Avisha chesmeim of the kechavim, even though the ones who are assigned it are non-Jews, ksherim still the shtaris kosher. So by shtoris that's kosher, and by get shichur and get isha, shtar shichur and get isha, it's kosher. It's they're possible. Yerushimin amar af eluk sheirin lohuzgru ela bezman shenasu behedit. So even by get isha it's kosher. And the Mora says we're going like Yerushimin goes like Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, who holds that Eidim Sirikarti. But even so, it's not Sibahedit, it's a problem. So, Grashi Rakos, Mokim Beisvad, Dayanin Kabuin Shalahan. This means the established judges that they have. The Huskar Beisvad, the Silver Shimon says that. The case of his apostle is only as much nasu behedit. I read up the chomim hedyotis. Shenan dayanim. If the ones signed are not the established judges, but just regular individuals, that's a problem. The more mefarish, the more is going to talk about that.
What about like the psulim that we have, like psul Russia or something? I mean, how does that apply by the non-Jews?
There's two problems with some of the, we have a person who's intrinsically puzzled. We have a person who's puzzled because of there's a chashash mashaker. We're concerned about the possibility that they're going to lie. Both of those exist. A Gazan is puzzled for two reasons. He's puzzled because intrinsically Gazan is puzzled. And is also we're also concerned that the Mora says that once he's willing to do averas for financial reasons, so maybe he'll say false edus for financial reasons. But even in a scenario where we're not afraid he's lying, he's still puzzled. Gazan is intrinsically puzzled. And the non-Jew is intrinsically puzzled. We're saying over here we're getting around that problem. If we have an actual chashash mashaker, that we have an actual reason that they might be lying, that we have to take into consideration. But we're assuming over here that we have enough of a chazaka that I'm not afraid that they're lying. So then we have to deal with the problem that that's their puzzle. So that's what the Mora is going to try and get around.
Well, I mean, the chashash mashaker, I mean, I guess. We have Drisha Chakira, but I mean,
yeah, by Shtoris, you don't really have Drisha Chakira. They just have them signed, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the halachic status as if there was Drisha Chakira, but there wasn't practically Drisha Chakira. Zot the Gemara, Kaposik Batani, the Tana, which says over here that Shtoris are kosher. Except for get and shichur, but everything else is kosher. Satan is saying a unequivocal statement. Lo yishno mecher, lo yishno matana. There's no difference whether it was a shtar mecher or a shtar matana. The word says, bishlam mecher, the case where a shtar mecher, so over there, mechiyob zuzi kamayu hu zikana. In most scenarios of mecher, the sale is done with a transfer of money. Vishtar raya ba'almahu. The shtar's purpose is to be a shtar raya. So for that we understand, dilo yoyv zuzikamayu lohavi mari navshayu, v'kasin le'shtaru, because of their need to maintain their reputation. They are not going to... They're not willing to sign on a document that, for proof unless it's true.
So Chazal were able to come along and say that chazaka, that Lomarin of Shela did not want to undermine their status, is such a strong chazaka, it acts as a raya. So if the whole purpose of the star is a raya, this is a form of a raya. This is the proof. Because the proof being, even though Midaraisa, they're pasul for Edus, that's what the Gemara is asking, but, and so how can you prove anything based on Edim which are pasul? But this chazaka, that they will not, they're not willing to sign on something which will undermine their credibility, is such a strong argument, so it acts as a form of a proof. So all you need is proof, you have proof. So by Dinim Ominis, you don't need necessarily Edus, you need proof. So Edus is a form of a proof. It's maybe the best form of a proof, but this is a form of a proof without them being kosher Edim. It doesn't bother us because the proof is still there. Elamatana, but by Matana, the Kenyan is not done with Kasif. There's no Kasif. But Michael Connor, so where's the Kenyan? So it must be Lav, isn't it Bahai Shtara? It's done with the star, but the shtar chasva ba'almu, the edim are possible. So the star does not have the halachic status of a star. So if the star is going to be the instrument which is going to create the kinyan, it has to have a status of a star, and it can't because edim are possible. So a star matana should function similar to get isha and shikra, that this is the document which is effecting the whatever transaction you're trying to accomplish, divorcing the woman, freeing the eved, transferring ownership of the field. For that, since they're edim or they're pasul, the document is not a document. So document not a document, it's not a get, it's not a shikhar, it's not a shtar matana. So shtar mecher, which is the purpose of it, is for proof. A proof it is. But the shtar getisha, the purpose of the get is not to prove that she's divorced. The purpose of the get is to create the divorce. So to do that, you have to put edim on it, which are kosher, which you don't have. So the same way, by shtar matana, since there's no transfer, there's no medium of transfer other than the shtar becomes a shtar which is going to generate the kinyan. It needs edus, so the edim are possible. So Amar Shmuel, dinah the machusa dinah. Biboy seima tani chutz mikigitei nashim. Let's look at the second answer first. The second answer is you're right. The Mishnah is excluding shtar matana is not they're not kosher. When it says all shtars are kosher except for gitei nashim, it means things like gitei nashim. It means any type of shtar where the shtar is the instrument of effecting the transaction, which is true by get, it's true by shikhar, it's also true by shtar matana. Those are excluded. So when the Mishnah said, except for gitei nashim, it meant things like gitei nashim, including shtar matana. So shtar matana, it's not kosher. That's the second answer of the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara is the word says dinah mechusa dinah, which means that since they've generated a halachic concept which they say works for them, that this is a valid type of a shtar. And then Dinah Mechusa Dinah says that it's that these type that when it comes to any moment is the actions of done under the auspices of the Malchus have authority, have validity to them. So these are calls which are acting under the authority of the Malchus, but any moment is they're going to be kosher. That seems to be the easy way to read the Gemara. So, Krashi.
What do we do about like women, right? So it sounds like if they signed on a star mecher, then in the Arkos, we would accept that.
Right.
But if based and did it, it wouldn't be okay.
Well, the problem is like this, our kos, our the kashrus is not the actual signature, it's the chazaka which tells me that they, as being the judges, need to maintain reputation, a sterling reputation. So therefore, they're not going to decide on something which is not true. It's not worth it for them. So that's the chazaka. So if you have a woman judge, so you'd have the same thing.
Are you talking about judges or the witnesses? Mar Nafshai goes on.
There's so much judges over here. The Arkos are signing. The Arkos are the ones who are signing.
Oh, okay.
Right. So the judges are not willing to do this. They're not willing to sign on these documents unless they know for sure that they're true. Because otherwise they've lost their... So if you have a judge, I don't care whether he's male or female, but the kazakh is not... But I take a Jewish woman who's not a dayan, obviously, by definition. So she's just an aide. So she doesn't have a reputation to maintain. She's not a judge. So the chazal never gave such a chazak by an aide. Answer your question.
So she has no reason to lie. She just says, so she'd be no good.
Because she's possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that our coast was just the judges.
Uh-huh. Got it. Okay. So the Gemara Kaposik B'Tani, Zekrashi, Kol Ashtaris, K'sherin, B'Chayis Me'ev De'Kechavim, Lo Yishna Ashtarim Re'imecher, B'Lo Yishna Ashtarim Matonu. So the Mishnah says it's in this broad stroke, all types of documents are kosher, whether it's a shtar mecher, which is a form of a shtar raya, whether it's a shtar matana, which is a form of a shtar kinyan. Bishlam shtar mecher, the case of shtar mecher, there are lav b'hai shtar mikni elabizuzi. The actual transaction is with the money. So Jew A is giving the money to Jew B. That's the Kenyan. Kamayo, the Dayanim of the Chachavim. He's doing it in the presence of the non-Jewish court, and then they write a document. So the money is the Kenyan. Who the Kadal Ara, the Karkanik of Makassiv. Now, Karka is also Nikkei B'Shtar, but that you're not using the Shtar for that purpose. I don't know why Rashi says Shtar over here. I have a question mark written next to it. So, Hashtar Raya Ba'almohu. The purpose of the Shtar is not for the Kenyan. The Kenyan is true either way. But rather, the purpose of the Shtar Shalom Yarmar, Mechartia B'Lakibalti Mos, I sold it, but I didn't get the money yet. Or I didn't sell it, according to one Girsa. For that, the Yonim are believed. Since if it had not been true that they actually had paid for it, given the Yonim Kavuyan, you know, since these are the established charges, because they would not take a chance and write a document. So if you have a fly by night, you know, kangaroo court. So that wouldn't work because the chazak is not there. They don't care being married in Afshayu. But since these are the established judges, which they need to maintain reputation, they will not sign. It's not worth it for them to sign in such a shtar unless it's true. So a proof that it's true we have. El matana, v'ayde hashtar hu kano oisa. The shtar is going to be the actual power of the transaction. The mysterious hashtar, when you give the shtar over, that's what causes the kenyan. Hechi mikni hashtara, how can this shtar be kind of chas v'alma, which is just a piece of, it's equivalent to being a shard of pottery, it's worthless. Dinah machus hashalot dechavim is dinah. So it seems to me that you know, so we like, there is a concept called dinah machus dinah. Now Shmuel says it in general. The place where Shmuel says dinah machus dinah was in regards to the idea of avoiding taxes. So that part of the din of the malchus that you have to pay taxes means that if a person is trying to avoid taxes, he's doing something which is gzela, because the malchus has a right to taxes. That nobody argues on. So we don't have the more over here seems they have two answers. Means the second answer seems to say you don't say dinah machus dinah. Right. So there is actually one region which learns like that, that the second mandam of the Gemara, we pass like the list of Basra. He also did a machuz dinner because he argues on Shmuel. But most Rishonim learned that we're not arguing on Shmuel's concept in general. Dinner machuz dinner that they have authority to tax, nobody's arguing on. But that dinner machuz dinner should go extend so far to validate a shtar, which under non-Jewish law is kosher, and make it kosher according to halacha. That's not true. There's a limit to dinner machuz dinner. Dinner machuz dinner doesn't it applies that they have a right to create taxes. They have a right to create coinage, the Shach says, that goes on the dinner machuz dinner. That's part of the inyan of the malchus. But that they should start deciding how to paskin dinin ezikim between two Jews, the Torah gave us dinin ezikim. There's no dinner machuz dinner over there. So if a non-Jewish court would award damages, and the person would take it, he's a gazlan. If a PLH, he doesn't deserve the money. So dinner machuz dinner has limits, so that it should make a non-halachically valid, invalid shtar, it's valid, that it can't do. So that's shot in the second lashon of the Gemara. He says, no, there's no dinner machuz dinner over here, and we pass like the second lashon of the Gemara. Right? If you notice, you have your a lot of armor comments on the side, but that's we pass like the second lashon that shtar or kos do not work for shtar mecher. The Shtar Matana, I'm sorry. They don't work for Shtar Matana. Okay. Tani Chutz Mikigitei Noshim. So the second answer says that you're right, Shtar Matana is not valid. And that's included in the language of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said Gitei Noshim were excluded, it did not mean just it limited only to Gittin Oshim. It meant anything similar to Gittin Oshim, that the document is not just for a proof, but the document is actually the instrument of the transaction. Tari Chutz Mik Gittin Oshim. Kotar Shein Ki Gittin Oshim. So Kriyashi, all stars which are like Gittin Oshim. Shayyadeh Ashtar Hadavar Nigma, that the star is what actually creates the action that you're trying to accomplish. Which means that includes Shtar Matana are in the same category as Get Isha in that sense. So those are no good. Nami the Motzi the Yisrael. So Morris says if we could give a different answer. That there's Eidim Asira. So Dino Mashulei Shtara. And they therefore the shtar is only valid because there's Eidim Asira. But you're right, in case of Arkos and a shtar matana, which and there's no Eidim Asira, it's no good. And the Mishnah told me case there was Eidim Asira. El shnuya dechikud the shadin and liel hachi. The more I gave that answer before, and the more I retracted it. So, Brachinan Allah, Mirkhani Sefer, Rishimon, Mitzuchinan Leh, the Shnuye, Bisham is walking, Ikame Nile. Okay? So Rashi is asking that the Gemara before said that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Varkos, which is by Gad, it's a Psulda Reis. So the Morse says, no, the case is there was Eidim Asira. I mean, a Reis, it's kosher. And the case is Mazuif Mitoichoi, which is only a Psulda Rabbanon. The Morse says, well, that's Rav Shimon Shita. That he's going with Eidim Asira. The Morse says, yeah, they're arguing whether by Shimon is Vavhokim. Okay? So once that's true, so then that's why by Shtar Matana it works. Because of the Eidim Asira. So the whole assumption over here, the learn up shot in the Mishnah, that the reason why the kosher is because it's Chazaka, the whole thing is a mistake. There's Eidim Asira and the kosher because of the Eidim Asira, and that's really why it works. The only problem is that we get the notion, we're afraid, right? So once we get the notion, we're afraid, eventually they'll go and use those witnesses for the get, and that's extremely problematic. We didn't make the gzeira by shtar mecher. It's not the end of the world because we have the chazaka. And now it's by shtar gay, by shtar matana. You know what? They didn't make the gzeira by shtar matana. Okay? So Rashi, that's a shtickle of a doichik. Okay, that's one version of the Rashi. Alvagav is like a new version, which the Marshal takes out. Now, the Rashi creates a problem over here. The Gemara answered that why does it mention Lishma and Mechuber? Because we're only discussing Psalm Darabonon. So the Gemara says our cause is the rice. So the Gemara says there's Edi Mesira. Excuse me. So that's why it's the Rabbanon. Okay. Now Rashi is saying that Rashi's first version is that answer does not stand at the end. Okay. So then the more is saying that we're only saying Milsa Ditzim Kedushin Lakatoni, Milsa Ditzim Kedushin Lakatoni, so we're retracting totally from this argument of the Rice and the Rabbanon, like the more it comes out. And therefore, not mentioning Lishma and Mechubar, because those are possible by Kedushin. And then Echadami, we could be discussing things on a Deraisa level, not a Derabanan level. But the reason why I didn't mention Lishma and Mechubar is because those apply to Shtar Kedushin. Okay. Therefore, this Gemara doesn't want to use that answer. Because that doesn't stand at the end of this, at the end of the discussion over there before, it doesn't stand. Now she says different territory. We said that we're talking about Edi Mesira, so what's this whole discussion about? We're talking about Edi Mesira, and Rashi is learning this version, and that stands. So it's Edi Mesira, so then that's why maybe Shtar Matana works. No, Hani Mila Tanakama the Braisa, the Nachas and Minyana. The Tana of the Braisa says there are three things that they're equal. We ask on him. So there's other things. So we have to say, well, he's only discussing the rices, the rabbanas, not the rices. And why aren't our calls the rices? Because they're the Masira. That's all because we started out with this one problem. He made a list. He put a number on the list. Our Tana never puts the number. Tana says they're equal by the din of Malchum Mevi. They're equal in regards to the lachas of Ekusi. They're equal in regards to the lachas of Akros. I think of other things also. Yeah, yes, no, maybe. I'm not discussing it. Our Tana Kama, the Masnisen, the lachas of Minyano, and according to Rabbi, the Tana of Lishma. Where's the Bach? Far as we know, he could agree that they're equal by Mishmah Mechubar. So according to him, there's no need. Look, we love a tribal lazer. The Rishim and several like tribal lazer. Tanakam is here. Like the Morris said before, Pasha, the Rishim is going like tribal lazer, and Tanakam is not going like tribal lazer. So there's no need to say that Tanakam is going like tribal lazer, which is a doichik. When the reason why we're making this doichik is to answer a kasha, which is not true according to the Tana. According to the Braisa, which says that there's only three, we got this kasha. There's other things. Well, those are the Raises, and we're only discussing the Rabbanans. Why is it only the Rabbanans? Oh, like Rabbi Lazar and Edi Mesira. Tana of Remission never said it in any number. So he could agree that they're equal by Lishma and Mechubar and many things. We're discussing these three things. So therefore, there's no need to say it's gone like Rabbi Lazar. And Shimon is like Rebbe Lozer. The Tanakam of our mission is not like Rebbe Lozer. So the Morris got a kasha. There's no Edi Mesira. So Shtar Matana, how does it work? And the Morris says, Dinim Chuz Dina, or Kudu 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 Dinesha. That's what Rashi learns the flow of the Gemara. Okay.